welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the economy has rebounded from the pandemic, commercial architects have been staying very busy keeping up with the demand for new projects all across the country. And with federal infrastructure money now winding its way through various pipelines, that demand is projected to stay strong. Brian Thomas is CEO of DP3 Architects. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about your company and what you guys do and how it all got started.
DP3 Architects was started actually 38 years ago this month by three classmates at Clemson who have all now since retired. But their goal was to provide architecture for Greenville that hopefully benefited the community through the built environment. Since then, we have grown to about 30 folks, and we concentrate our work in four niches, which are hospitality, higher education, community, and interiors.
Are most of your projects in the Greenville area in South Carolina?
Yes and no. We have done work in 49 states. In our hospitality niche, we do work all over the country, currently have projects in Los Angeles, Miami, Dallas areas. But when we are talking about local, we try to stay within 150-mile radius of our office because that allows us to actually get to a site in a short period of time and get folks home in the evening.
All right. So talk about what's happening right now in South Carolina and your business here in this state. What are the trends in commercial architecture right now?
The trends right now, I think in every aspect of commercial architecture, is that it is absolutely booming from the architectural and design side right now. That is offset a little bit by what is able to be constructed, because right now construction costs are escalating at about 2% per month, which is well above what you're typically seeing. You're usually seeing that per year, but now it's per month. So it's been a little bit difficult on the construction side and selling to clients that, yes, their project is going to cost a little bit more in the short run, and that's due to material shortages, to labor shortages, everything that you're hearing, not just in our industry, but, you know, any industry that you're looking at, be it in South Carolina or across the country. We're unfortunately not insulated from that. Right now, the industry is a little bit behind the curve on buildability and time frames and lead times for certain items. For example, HVAC units that you put on your roof, those used to be a lead time of a couple weeks. We're now seeing them at anywhere from 42 weeks to 38 weeks to 32. Some of them are starting to drop a little bit, like the lumber costs are coming down. So there are definitely some positive trends that are starting to happen that we're starting to see. But inflation, everything really depends on that.
And so if we don't see a retrenchment here in this inflation situation, are you going to see some retrenchment in your business?
That's always a possibility, because there is a certain amount of dollars that folks have for development. And if the development costs get above what they're willing to spend, it absolutely could dial back a little bit. We're fortunate right now. We're in a boom. I think everybody that put off projects in 2020 are still trying not only to recapture those and put those on the ground now, but they're also following along with their 2021 and 2022 development plans. So there is a lot of work out there. There's a lot of projects being designed. With respect to what's happening with construction prices now, I recently read an article that said that lumber prices are down 50% now from where they were a year ago. Unfortunately, that's still up 65% from where they were pre-pandemic levels.
And so has the pandemic changed designs, architectural designs going forward? Are there some things that have changed that are permanent now?
There's a good bit of things that have changed. I think in a lot of our projects now, we are designing rooms that might be specific towards, like if we do a classroom for a university, there are specific rooms now that require Zoom internet hookups, so that, you know, depending on who the professor is from any subject, they can come into this one room and it looks like they're all getting the same quality service. There's also in the commercial tenant upfit arena, we have kind of lost right now those spaces that are between 7,000 and 10,000 square feet. We're either seeing very small or we're seeing very large, because with the amount of folks now that have taken up remote work policies, there's just not really a need for that medium size office anymore.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Brian Thomas is CEO of DP3 Architects. He joined us by phone from his company's offices in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.